This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday, October 2nd, the 7th Annual Mental Health Vigil, coordinated by Mental Health America in Northwest Arkansas, will be held at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. During the hour-long period, 10 candles will be lit, each representing a different mental health group. John King is a longtime board member of Mental Health America in Northwest Arkansas and joins me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you, Kyle.
10 candles, each one representing a different group?
Right. You've got the right number. Some years ago, the board had a little session and thought, what are our constituents? And we sometimes think about people with mental illness or institutions, but it comes up that there's about 10 important groups, and we wanted to recognize each one of them.
Groups that include military veterans, correct?
Military veterans, and we've been very lucky through the years of having a number of people either as active military or retired veterans. We've had people who whose families also have received care through the military system. And, of course, that's become one of the really hot-button issues of modern times with the high rate of suicide coming back from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's one of the groups represented by the candles. Right. What are some others?
Well, we have substance recovery. And so one of the big areas of addictions and substance abuse, and we always have somebody coming in this year. It'll be a noteworthy person. Judge Marianne Gunn will be lighting that candle. And we ask each person when they light these candles to give a little one-minute, two-minute spiel on why they're lighting the candle this year. We have one for children and adolescents. And once again, one of the real senior and seasoned agencies in town, YouthBridge. And so Paul Hickerson is coming from YouthBridge to talk about but problems among children and adolescents. One of my favorite former colleagues at the university is going to do a family member candle. And this always gets very, very personal. We are always cautious in asking people to light that candle because sometimes it's a matter of outing your family, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I interesting you bring that up because we know that one propelling idea behind a vigil of any kind is remembrance and a time to be personal. Mental illness, unfortunately, still has a stigma with many people.
That's right.
So if you are there with people who are willing to talk about it, it serves as an event of advocacy as well.
That's right. In fact, you hit on the number one goal for the vigil is to help reduce stigma. Mm-hmm. The more we can do publicly, and in fact, for Mental Health Northwest Arkansas, that has become our major goal ever since we spun off Ozark Guidance Center in the 1960s. This organization helped start Ozark Guidance Center. And after that was successful, we had to kind of look at ourselves and say, okay, what do we do? And it's been community education, advocacy, support, a lot of goals that are not direct service goals. Every once in a while, whoever is president of the organization comes to a board meeting and says, I got four calls this week, you know, looking for service.
Right.
And we do education training more than that. We're recognizing in one of the candles seniors, people over 65. And Sarah Kane Bartlett, who's had a long, long career as a social worker among the elderly of Northwest Arkansas. She worked with the Schmieding Center with Faith in Action. She's now in her own practice helping broker services for elderly people and paying attention to how easy it is for us to ignore our elderly friends and relatives and just write it off as, well, they're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And so she will be one of our candle lighters. But the best candle of all is the candle of hope, and that's the one we light last because all our goals, all our actions, all our activities are with the hope that we can reduce mental illness, we can prevent it, we can find better ways of treatment. And so on our limited budget, we're always trying to find new ways to do it. And so over the last 7 years, this vigil has been a very, very important issue. The 10 candles kind of parallel another ritual that we've had with Northwest Mental Health, is a ringing of the mental health bell. And we ring it there. We ring it at our annual banquet. And it's an old farm bell, right? To tell the truth, it's an old farm bell. But there in Arlington, Virginia, there is a bell that looks like the Liberty Bell, because it was made to look like the Liberty Bell. But it was cast from chains and shackles from asylums, from hospitals for the mentally ill, where they were chained to the wall. And they took tons of those, melted them down, and cast this bell that is the mental health bell. And it's often been the logo for Mental Health America, to free people. And as you said, to reduce the stigma.
You've been involved with the vigil for 7 years, with mental health in Northwest Arkansas for much longer. Social work as a faculty member at the University of Arkansas. Have you seen attitudes change during your career?
Somewhat. And I say somewhat.
But just somewhat.
I think it's somewhat. It's still not... I mean, the stigma's still there. That, you know, and things have changed, where I was thinking of the example of politicians, because we're going into a political season. And it used to be that if a politician admitted, I've gone to counseling, I've been in therapy, I've taken antidepressants or something, that was the kiss of death. When I first came here, there were a couple psychiatrists and one psychologist, maybe two, and a couple social workers. And now we have hundreds of social workers, we have dozens of psychiatrists, we have dozens of psychologists, we have professional counselors.
Agencies that can connect you.
All kinds of good. I mean, Ozark Guidance Center has nearly 500 staff now. Mm. Plus we've got Springwoods and Vista as other psychiatric facilities. We have the new UAMS psychiatric facility at Northwest Medical Center. It is such a blessing. And, of course, population's grown in the meantime. And so the demand is still there. And sometimes we never feel like we have quite enough. One of the areas, and we've had people on our candle lighting from the police department, because for a while there, we had no nonprofit inpatient psychiatric beds in Northwest Arkansas. We went for quite a while. And people were showing up in jail, because there was no place for them. They couldn't afford private care. The hospitals couldn't take care of them. They ended up sometimes in jail.
Yeah, and there's something about a candlelight vigil where you're there together, but everyone there has their own personal story or something that's
right.
going on.
And after a couple of the vigils, we've had people come up to the panelists, to board members, and say, "I'm thank you for this because..." And we get another story. So far, nobody's come up and said, "Boy, this was the most rotten thing I've ever." No,
yeah, that is
that's never happened.
The vigil itself is Sunday, October 2nd,
6:30 to 7:30, and so we don't have to worry about rain, snow, or anything else. It's a very comfortable place, and you don't have to pre-register. You just have to show up, and we usually have a little lighting at the end with those little chemical sticks where everybody lights up a light. So if they want to, they can do that too.
John King, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.